There's a lot that might just be kind of occupying our thoughts, in some ways without our even being in control of it. We're on autopilot, and our normal days unfold without a lot of time to even gather ourselves. And that can be exhausting. Again, if you're like me, you might get to the end of the day and sometimes just be ready to just kind of collapse and turn the page. So there are distractions. Our inner life sometimes can be so preoccupied by the immediate, the now, the things that are pressing for our attention, that in a sense we lose control of the larger sense of I'm in control, or I'm steering this ship of my consciousness. So in this noise, I sometimes wonder what's lost. You know, in the pace of modern living, what is lost in our sometimes inability to gather ourselves long enough to reflect on the bigger questions? Where is my life going? What does it all mean? What are the meaningful relationships in my life? Who is God? And what ultimately gives my life purpose? Those are kind of big questions that can get lost in this hurry up of the noise of our inner life. And what I think makes it even worse, and this strikes me as a very modern problem, ours is a world in which fragmentation of our consciousness is very, very easy, I think in part because of technology. So I mentioned social media being one example of that. But I even mean just the pace of things. And this is something that we can trace historically. Just one case in point. Our days are longer because of electric light. You know, so prior to the Industrial Revolution, prior to this age that we live in that is so technologized, people were living in a much more consistent rhythm with the agricultural cycles, with the seasonal cycles, with just light and darkness. You know, candle is different from electric lights. So that's one factor. And there are so many other things, the mechanization of things, domestic life. You know, we've got machines that do things for us. We've got vacuum cleaners. We've got dishwashers. We've got electric, you know, washers and dryers and so on. There's more that we can shove into a day. Our understanding of what's possible to do in a day has been transformed largely as a result of technology. So technology itself becomes an interesting factor in the way that we are even able to reflect on ourselves and on our lives. And my bottom line is that if there's always another thing that I can be doing because of, you know, the fact that we can do so much today, that's another factor that crowds out my ability to enter into a reflective space, into a quiet space. It's easy, I think, to idealize this. I don't want to propose that in, you know, the period before modernity, that there was this constant ability to sit, be quiet, to reflect, to ponder the meaningful questions in life. I don't want to propose that. I do, however, want to suggest that the pace of modern life is such that it makes it, I think, easier to become fragmented. And there's evidence of this. So one thing that I look at in particular is that we've become a much more lonely society. There have been a number of studies of this in recent years, one of them by Jacqueline Olds and Jerome Schwartz, their book called The Lonely American. There's plenty of evidence that suggests that we're becoming a lonelier society. You know, so technology, among other things, makes it possible for us to live alone, when once upon a time that really would not have been possible. So loneliness, fragmentation of families, you know, so the fact that we can live in, you know, isolated places, we have an apartment rather than a large, you know, maybe farm where an extended family might live. Those are factors that impact the way that we understand ourselves, the way that we reflect on our lives, the way that we even come to an understanding of our inner life. So the key term that comes to mind in light of this modern condition, I think, multitasking. You know, this is the condition of modern life. We multitask. We're always doing multiple things. So it's not enough that we go and exercise. We also have to listen to a podcast or do some reading or, you know, watch a video. We don't just, if we're high school students,